Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, what do back-to-back shutouts do for a team this late in the year?
Well, I think it shows that we're playing pretty good defensively. We're committed to defense, especially this time of year. You better be committed to defense.
Looking through some of the end of the year regular season stats, a couple of things jumped out at me. Once again, you're the best penalty kill team in the country in the regular season. You also take the fifth fewest penalties in the country. How do those two go hand in hand?
I don't know if they go hand in hand, Schulze. The only thing is that if there's any type of relationship between the two, it might be that we don't have a lot of penalties, so maybe teams don't get into a rhythm as much in the game. I mean, I'm just spitballing right now, Schulze, but they're not getting five or six a game is what I'm getting at. That's probably the best way of putting it. They're not getting five or six a game. You get five a game or six a game, you're going to get a power play goal. You get three, it's a little tougher. So that's probably the best way of putting it.
Your power play was down 7% this year from last. You've always said you don't much care about the percentage. You just want a power play goal every game. So last year you scored in 78% of your games. This year was only 50%. As tight as the league was, is it oversimplification on my part to say if you get just a couple more power play goals, some of those overtime games become regulation wins and, you know, you're in contention for the number one seed?
100%. I don't know if we're in contention for the number one seed. They ran away with it, so I don't even want to go there. You're spot on, Schulze. That's the difference between more wins. And that's for everybody, by the way. Not just us, but, if you're going to be hovering right around 16%, what do we have, like 12 power play goals?
Yes.
Out of 24 games? No.
Yep.
It's going to be tough. If we're sitting at 18 power play goals, I'm going to say we have two more wins for sure.
Elias Rosen named the Defenseman of the Year this week. Congratulations to him. It seems like in the weekly, players of the week, the offensive, defensive guys, defense, it always seems to just list what they did offensively. So I looked into that, and Elias, he had 10 points fewer than Will Cullen did at Bowling Green. He was, I think, fourth in the country, Cullen was, in defenseman scoring. But yet Elias gets the award. Does Elias get enough credit for his defensive play? I just think of him as a really good offensive defenseman.
Well, he's a good defensive defenseman, too. We talked about this as a group. We should probably have a defensive defenseman of the year as well, to be honest with you, Schulze. Because, it typically goes into points. And, Elias had the most points during the conference season as a defenseman, too. I don't know if you knew that, Schulze. And we primarily look at the conference statistics. That's number one. Then we look at overall. This year, I looked at the overall statistics more just because we this year, it's not like we played 28 regular season games and had 8 non-conference games. We only had 14 conference games and we had 24 non-conference games. So it's like a 50-50 split. So I think you have to take everything into account. But Rosie was injured and he did so well in the conference games. And, and the coaches in the league know how good of a defenseman he is.
Lucas Sillinger also landed a spot on the all-rookie team. Did he exceed your expectations or you kind of see this coming?
Yeah, I think I saw it coming. We knew Lucas was going to get his share of ice time, and he's a talented player. And I think we knew kind of coming in that he'd be in the hunt to be on the all rookie team.
Conversely, you get Owen back into your lineup tonight. This late in the year, some coaches are apprehensive; they don't want to be changing their lineup. But if you're putting 12 back in your lineup, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. I'll move anything around. It's not about keeping people happy right now this time of year. It's about winning.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. On to Tech. Easy to look at scores and say that you have an advantage in this series, Tom, but that's not how this game works, especially in the playoffs. You've always said that looking at and comparing scores in the regular season is pointless. Is it even more so once you get to this time of the year?
For sure it is. And you take a look at the two games in Tech that we stole 3 weeks ago or a month ago. You were there too. So, take that into account. Our guys, we know what we're up against.
Tech does a lot of things well. They defend. They've got good goalies. Bretzman and Bliss can score a bunch. That's just to name a couple. What do you think is their best attribute right now?
I like their forward depth, and I like their team speed, boy. They got good team speed, and they got their forward depth, and that kind of goes hand in hand. And again, they're strong in their other areas as well.
Like you said, you stole one or stole two of them, giving up just one goal a night a couple of weeks ago. In your mind, what did you do well defensively that weekend to really limit – not necessarily their chances, but certainly limit their goals?
Well, I think we always play a pretty sound defensive game. I don't think that they're getting second and third chance opportunities. That's the one thing, Schulze. They didn't get, I don't think they got an abundance of grade A scoring chances. But, hey, did they out-grade AS? 100%. And Driske made some big saves. So I think you got to give a big assist to our goaltender.
How does that series a couple of weeks ago have any bearing whatsoever tonight, just in regards to what changes Tech may make and what changes you have made or may have to make?
I don't know. I mean, they've watched, you know, obviously X amount of our last games. We've watched X amount of their last games. I think we know each other pretty good. They know us. There's not a lot of secrets, but there's also some things that we feel we need to do, and I'm sure there's some things that they feel they need to do better against us, and I'm sure they worked on that this week.
Are they a team that typically changes a lot from one night to the next, or are they just trying to do better what they wanted to do?
Well, I think we are who we are. I mean, we're not changing too much, but we're always tweaking, Schultz. And I think that's probably the best way of putting it. I mean, how can you change in a week, Schultz? You can't. I mean, it's virtually impossible, but you can fine-tune certain aspects of your game, and I think that's what we're going to try to do, and that's what they're going to try to do.
Playoffs in this sport are unlike any other sport. I'm sure your freshmen think they know what to expect, but how are junior playoffs different from D1 college playoffs?
Well, 4 out of 7 is a lot different than 2 out of 3, and then after this, it's, you know, basically it's win or go home, so the single elimination, it's just totally different, and the intensity level is so high in these types of games